Amen. Have your Bibles this morning. Turn with us to the book of Genesis. Book of Genesis. The book of beginnings. Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. Let's begin reading with verse 29. And Reuben returned into the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren and said, The child is not, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it and said, It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted, and he said, For I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. We're going to take our text this morning out of verse 33. Amen. Verse 33 today. And he knew it and said, It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Amen. An evil beast hath devoured him. The Lord help us today. We want to talk to you from these few verses of Scripture. I'm sure that probably most of us know the Scripture setting. I want to talk to you about a bloody monster. Amen. There was always envy between Joseph's brethren and himself. His brethren always despised him because Joseph was... Let me put it in simple terms. Joseph was his daddy's pet. Joseph was shown many privileges by his father. And the day came when the brothers had an opportunity to get even. Now, we know from history and reading the Bible that Joseph was actually sold into Egypt. Sold to the Midianites, the traders that came through that part of the country. And going down to Egypt, they took and bought Joseph as a slave. Took him down into Egypt and sold him to Potiphar. But his brothers... Before they sold him to the Midianites, When they saw Joseph coming, Joseph went to see how his brothers were doing with their cattle and etc., all their flocks of sheep and goats and whatever they had. He was sent by his father to see how they were doing. When his brothers saw him coming, they saw their opportunity to get even. Matter of fact, some of the brethren, some of his own brethren, wanted to kill him. That's how strong that jealousy and envy and hatred was for Joseph. They indeed wanted to kill him, slay him. But they were talked out of it by Reuben. Amen. And Reuben went away for a while, and when he come back, while he was gone, they had sold Joseph, his other brothers had sold Joseph to the Midianites. And when Reuben came back and saw that the pit where they had put Joseph was empty, and he feared what his father would say. So, Joseph's brethren, amen, dipped their brother's coat in goat's blood, and then brought the blood-stained and dabbled garment to their father. And in essence, they were cheating him with the idea that a ferocious animal of some sort had slain Joseph. And so in the process of that, they were hiding their own infamous behavior. Their own doings they covered up and hid from their father. But what I want to talk to you today about is a bloody monster. There's no deception about that which we want to look at this morning. Amen. A monster such as never ranged the African thicket or the jungles of the South America. A horrible creature. Amen. That has tracked this land of America. Amen. And with the bloody paws has strewn this continent of America from shore to shore, and from the northern borders of Canada to the Gulf of Mexico, with the mangled carcasses of whole generations of people. Help me here this morning. Amen. There are, I could say without contradiction, there are tens of thousands of fathers and mothers who could hold up garments, amen, of their slain children and truthfully say, amen, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Amen. This morning, sin is that horrible evil beast. Sin is a destroyer. Sin is a horrible bloody monster that invades every home. Amen. Rich or poor, bond or free. Amen. Sin is that horrible creature that cares not what your character has been. It cares not who you came from and what your name is and what your status in life is. Sin is a horrible creature. Amen. It makes no... come on here. Amen. Sin makes no pick as to who you are. It cares little that your mother and daddy are good people. Amen. Or were good people. Cares nothing that, amen. Come on here, that you go to church. Cares not, amen. Makes no discrepancies as to, amen, whether you have ever been saved or not. Sin is a horrible creature that roams this country of America and has stalked its prey. Amen, like a horrible, amen, lion that's seeking for, amen, its meal time. Amen. Was it not that God spoke to Cain and said to Cain, amen, Cain, sin, amen, amen, sin lieth at the door. Amen. Sin crouches like a horrible creature. Amen. A monster that cares not who you are. Do you think for 1 minute that the devil cared that Cain and Abel was the sons of the first family that was created by God in the Garden of Eden? Amen. You would think surely that, amen, that the man and the woman that was first created, perfect, amen, in the Garden of Eden would have children. Come on, I want to preach to you tonight, or this morning. Amen. That would have children, that would have, amen, some knowledge about right and wrong and be afraid to do anything wrong. But surely, amen, when Cain and Abel became grown men, Cain rose up and slew his brother. Amen. And God said to Cain, amen, amen, Cain, listen to me. Amen. Sin lieth at the door. It crouches like a lion. Amen. Like a horrible monster stalks its prey. Amen. Can I tell you that through the centuries, in the years of time, amen, the devil has not cared who you were. All he cared about was devouring another soul and carrying a soul to eternity lost. I think about the great man that we often preach about from the 6th chapter of Genesis. Amen. That built an ark for the saving of his own household. Amen. Preached for 120 years. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. Preached repentance to his wicked and sinful and vile and, amen, destitute generation of his own time. Amen. Noah, that man that the Bible said that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. That man that God used miraculously to preserve. Amen. What few of the human race that were righteous at the time. And he built an ark to the saving of his own family. And 8 souls' lives were preserved because, amen, of this one man's obedience while the entire world was covered with a flood of Noah's day. And the fountains of the deep were broken up. Come on, I want to preach to you this morning. Amen. And amen. Because of sin and filthiness of the flesh, the Bible said that God said, we will go down and see if the wickedness, amen, is as bad as what has come before us. Amen. And sure enough, the Bible said that every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And, amen, sin in its horrible form took, amen, the world over by a storm. Amen. And piled up the carcasses of, amen, of humanity like mountains, oh God, because of that horrible thing called sin. Amen. But God spoke to Noah, and Noah's, amen, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But when you read on, if you will, amen, and find the end result of even Noah's life, amen, the man that had found grace in the eyes of the Lord, amen, Noah in the end was overcome by strong drink, if you will. Amen. Oh God. Amen. I'm talking to you this morning about, amen, a bloody monster called sin. Amen. The Romans at their feast fell, amen, off their seats by intoxication. Amen. Of alcoholic beverages. Amen. 400 million. Amen. Of our own race, we are told. Amen. Of opium eaters. Amen. And fall to the prey of drug use. Amen. Don't we understand that sin is a horrible monster? Amen. And some of us that sit in this, amen, this service this morning could well relate to the fact, amen, that we ourselves could lift up the garments of our own children
or our own relatives and say, sin has taken its toll of our own. Amen. It is a horrible monster. Oh, God. Amen. Come on here this morning. Amen. Our generation is trampled. Amen. In the trenches as they fall to that monster of sin. Amen. It's ghastly. Holocaust and on the heaps. Amen. Of the inferno of sin, they burn in their own lust and are consumed. Amen. Oh, God. If the muster roll, if you will, this morning, of that great army be called from the dead and they could come back, amen, and talk to us, amen, or we could see that horrible mountain, amen, of human carcasses, amen, that have fallen under the prey of that horrible monster of sin. Amen, amen. What I could endure that reeking, festering putrefaction. Amen, that has heaped the mountains of sins and amen upon the human race. Oh, God. Amen, what horrible agony. Amen, that has wreaked upon the human race because of this horrible thing called sin. And yet people want to pamper it. Amen. Yet people want to embrace sin. Yet people want to embrace the world and say it's not so bad after all. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, amen, that horrible thing called sin has damned our generation in America. Amen. Our homes are sent to the divorce courts and left our children to the mercy of the foster homes. I'm preaching to you this morning about the effects of sin that has taken its toll. Amen. The streets of our metropolitan areas of this great country, America, has been overrun. Amen. By drug gangs. Amen. That are after the dollar and the money. Amen. That they can reap. Amen. From the illegal sale of illegal drugs. Amen. That is ruining our generation today. Amen. It is because of sin, if you will. There is a monster loose, a bloody monster that is devouring our generation. And yet Americans cannot understand that the only salvation is in Jesus Christ.
I was reading about a man in history by the name of Tamerlane. Amen. He was an Asian Muslim conqueror. Amen. He lived in the 14th century. Amen. He created by the sword a vast but perhaps a short-lived empire. From Turkestan, he conquered, amen, the then known biggest part of the world. He conquered Afghanistan, amen, and Persia, and India, and Asia Minor, and Syria, and Iraq. He destroyed the Turkish army, amen, and defeated the Egyptian armies, amen. He had a vast empire, but he was a cruel man. He was a hideous man that had no feelings for human nature and human beings whatsoever. Tamerlane, amen, asked for 160,000 skulls of humans with which to build a pyramid to his own honor. 160,000 human skulls. Amen. He got his wish. Amen. They slaughtered and they killed and they maimed. Amen. And in their conquering, amen, he got the skulls and they built the pyramid to his honor. Amen. Such honors he had. But if the bones of all those who have fallen as a prey to sin could be piled up this morning,
Amen. It would be a vaster pyramid, amen, than that of Tamerlane. Tamerlane wanted 160,000 human skulls that built a pyramid as a monument to his, amen, honor, which he didn't have any honor. He was a ruthless, amen, conqueror. Amen. But if sin could, amen, take and pile its, amen, victims up in heaps and mountains of skulls and bones, amen, it would be a greater pile. It would be much vaster pyramid than that of Tamerlane. Amen. Who'll gird yourself this morning and journey and try with me to scale this mountain of the dead, going up miles and miles, amen, high on human carcasses, to find still other peaks, amen, that has not been scaled yet, mountain peak after mountain peak of human beings, amen, that have wound up in the jaws of sin, amen, and virtually been destroyed in hell, if you will, this morning somewhere in the regions of the damned. Amen. There are multiplied tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and hundreds of millions of souls. The Bible said that hell hath opened her mouth without measure to receive. Amen. You, if you will, because of sin. Sin is a destroyer. Amen. Come on here. Amen. This mountain of human carcasses. Amen. Of bleached bones. Amen. Of drug addicts. Amen. Of drunkards. Amen. Of adulterers. Of thieves and robbers. Amen. Come on here. This huge mountain, if you will, that we're looking at today. If you will, this morning, look around you. Amen. The vast number of humanity in America. Amen. That has never thought about darkening the door of a church service on Sunday. Sunday has become the frolic day. Sunday, instead of being the Lord's day, is the fun day. Amen. Come on. I'm preaching to you this morning. I found these statistics this week. Amen. Amen. That every day, listen to me, every day of the week, 7 days a week, amen, the statistics tell us more than 2,500 children witness the divorce or separation of their parents. Amen. It's because of sin, if you will. Every day, about 90 children are taken from their parents' custody and committed to foster homes. Every day of the year, some 1,000 unwed teenagers, amen, girls become mothers. Amen. Every day, 15 to 24-year-olds, 13 commit suicide, 16 are murdered every day. Amen. Some 500 adolescents began using illegal drugs. And 1,000, amen, of those adolescents, amen, years began drinking alcohol every day. Amen. Every day at least 3,610 teenagers are assaulted. 630 are robbed and 80 are raped. Amen. More than 100,000, amen, high school students bring guns today every, amen, bring guns to school every day. Every day, at least 2,200 teens, amen, drop out of high school. Every day, a typical 14-year-old watches 3 hours of TV. Amen, but yet only does 1 hour or less of homework. Amen, I want to tell you this morning, amen, that horrible creature called sin, amen, is walking and stalking our country of America. And unless we have a revival in the hearts of the church and in the hearts of the people, Amen. It'll take our young people. Amen. If you will, come on here this morning. Amen. Unless there is an awakening, unless there is a spiritual desire for revival in our home churches, come on here. Amen. It'll not just be our children. It'll be mamas and daddies, amen, that become victims in this generation. I want to tell you this morning, amen, there is that bloody monster loose, amen, that is wrecking, amen, our country and stalking its prey. Unless you and I get our eyes open and understand that these are evil days, and we must have a commitment to Christ and revival in our souls and in our homes, amen, we will become another statistic. Woo!
Not any of us like to look at our own homes or close to our own relatives and say, I recognize the garment. It is that of my own blood. But they have become victims to that horrible, heinous, ferocious beast. Amen. Help me this morning. Do you understand this morning that sin, amen, is an enemy of humanity? Sin is an enemy to every human being. Sin, if you will, is a horrible, ferocious beast. Amen. That is stalking upon your trail. And he doesn't care if you go to church. Matter of fact, he delights in being able to snatch one from among us. Come on here and carry it down to the horrible pit. Amen. Oh, this morning. Amen. If we in our own hearts do not have a concern for the souls of men. Amen. Help me here. Help me here. Amen. I don't know how much longer I'll preach here. I'm not going to preach long this morning. Amen. But listen to me. Amen. We have got our priorities confused. If you will. Amen. We think about... Help me here. Amen. We think about the... I want to say here. Let me see. I want to get it right. Amen. We are concerned. And the reason we don't do some things or we do some things is because we want to preserve the reputation of the church. And we know that our actions is a direct reflection upon the church. Amen. It's good to think about that. But my friend, it goes much deeper than that. Amen. Help me here. Amen. Do you understand that there's a hell and there's an evil monster loose? Amen. Help me here. Amen. And do you understand this morning because of sin that men indulge in, they're going to hell over. Amen. Help me here. Amen. You can live. Oh, God. Amen. You can live by what the church teaches and stands for. Externally, you can have all, amen, the external appearance as a Christian. But yet in your heart, you can crave the things of the world and the things of the flesh. And in your heart is black. Your heart is sinful. Your heart is wicked. And sure as the opportunity arises, amen, you will indulge in sin sooner or later because the heart's not right. I want to tell you this morning, it is because that horrible creature called sin. Amen. I remember as a boy, amen, and I don't remember right off where we were going, just as a young boy. In our early teens, maybe 12, 13 years old, maybe 14. Amen. Daddy was pastoring at Leesburg at the time, and we were going somewhere south, and we were on Route 17. Amen. Going somewhere south, and as before, any four-lane highways is all two lanes. And Daddy rounded a curve in the road on Route 17, and, amen, bodies were strewn all over the highway. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible, amen, scene to come upon. And there was one of them old, some of you older people will remember those, probably in the late 40s, they had what they called the panel before the station wagon come in. It looked very much like a station wagon, but it had solid sides on it, metal sides on it, and, amen, and had a big back door that opened up from the side. Amen, and we come on that scene, and finally Daddy got the car maneuvered and stopped and pulled over the side after he'd done past it just a little bit. And amen, he got out, and I got out with him just as a boy. Amen, not very old, and went back there to see if he could help or do anything. And that panel, amen, was full of sailor boys. Amen, they were on furlough going somewhere. Amen, and when you got there, I will never forget the scene. It made an indelible impression upon my mind. And right today, this morning, I can see that old panel vehicle in my mind. It was black. Amen. It was a Chevrolet. And, amen, it's turned upside down. And soldier boys was laying all over the highway. Amen. Their blood was running across the road and down in this, amen, in the gutters of the roadway. Amen. And the smell of alcohol was so strong that you could hardly stand it. Amen. Help me here this morning. Amen. And Daddy, after we looked at the scene a while, and the rescue workers were there, and amen, finally realized there's nothing Daddy could do, and he went back to the car. Amen. And he said to me as a boy, he said, "Son, you remember today, that's what liquor does. That's what liquor does." Amen. Come on here. That's the end result of liquor. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, liquor has sent a many a soul reeling into the regions of the damned in the lake of fire. Amen. Help me here. Don't you understand that sin is horrible? Amen. But sin does not start off with a liquor bottle. Sin starts off with the little foxes that spoils a vine. Amen. That Brother Edenfield preached about the other night. Sin starts off as seemingly so innocent, amen, and harmless, amen, but it is still a heinous creature, amen, it is still a ferocious beast, it is still a bloody monster that will claim its victims, amen, and you will become a prey to that horrible creature. The only way that you can escape, amen, from that bloody creature's paws, amen, is the fact that Jesus Christ has made provision for you in Calvary. Amen. There's been many a soul that sat in the church house and heard good preachers preach and good saints sing. Amen. That left the house of God and became another victim and another statistic, if you will, of this bloody monster that has devoured a soul. Help me here. There's hardly a week goes by that I don't meet somebody, amen, who has had a dear relative, amen, sometimes a boy or a girl or a mother or a father, amen, or a close relative, amen, that has fell victim to this horrible bloody creature. Amen. And I hear them grieve, and sometimes a sob, and sometimes tears, amen, on their cheeks as they tell you the story. Come on here. Amen. Of the effects of that horrible creature that claimed their child, that claimed their boy, that claimed their girl, amen, that claimed their mother, that claimed their father,
Amen. And the stories that they tell are heartbreaking and heartrending. What are they doing? They're holding up the garments. Amen. And say it is theirs. I recognize that there is a vicious, amen, ferocious monster and a beast that has devoured another one of ours. Do we not care? You hear me? Do we not care? Sin is a horrible monster. Such awful means that to be hated needs only to be seen. The end result of that creature is the destruction of a soul. Heaps of mountains of human carcasses somewhere in the regions of the damned. Amen. That are crying from eternity. Hey! What about it this morning? We ought to do everything in our power that we can possibly do. Amen. To preserve our families, even from becoming a prey to that bloody monster. And every time people look at the pleasures of sin in the world and think it's a sweet, darling pussycat, amen, it is like taking a lion cub to your bosom and stroking its head down its back. You're such a pretty little kitty. You're not harmful. Amen. Listen to it purr. So sweet. It becomes a house pet. Come on, I'm preaching this morning. And has the run and goes at will. But all the time, that little darling pussycat that is the cub of a lion is growing. And his teeth is becoming sharper. And it gnaws away at the furniture. Amen. Come on here. It sharpens its claws on the drapes of the house. Amen. It prowls, and after a while its purr no longer is a purr. But it's gradually becoming a growl. At first when the purr becomes a growl, it sounds so cute. Hey, it's growing up. It's maturing. It's no longer a little tiny pussycat that we can draw to our bosom and stroke. Now it's walking. Now it's stalking. Amen. Now it has begun to growl. And before it is over, come on here. Before it is over, amen, it is the run of the house. I want to tell you that's the way sin is. Amen. Sin will, amen, allow you to stroke its brow and to enjoy its company for a while, if you will. But after a while, it is not satisfied at the stroke of the head by the hand. Now it wants the domination. It wants the control. And it will get the control one way or the other. And if you don't give it the control of your life, then it will devour you, if you will. That's the effects of the bloody beast, amen, that is roaming our country. Oh, God, give us a revival in our churches.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes people become disenchanted with preachers that preach against sin. Amen. I'm tired of hearing it. But what you're doing is you're stroking the head and the back of a lion cub. And the day will come when it will devour that fed it. Come on. Come on. I remember reading some time ago about an incident that happened in Africa to a missionary family that went over there. Amen. And Amen. In going through the jungle area, they found this little tiny, amen, cub of a lion. And, amen, they picked it up, and it meowed so pretty. Amen. Amen. Just a baby. Amen. Still not drawing milk from its mother. Come on here. I'm preaching to you this morning. And they thought it was so pretty, and it was so cuddly. And they brought it back to the missionary camp. A true story, if you will. They brought it back to the compound. The natives, amen, said to the missionary, amen, said, you need to get rid of that cub. Amen. It will hurt you. Amen. They warned them over and over again. The natives, see, they lived there. They knew, amen, the final outcome of the situation and what the final analysis and the bottom line would be. Somebody would suffer. Somebody would be torn to pieces. Somebody's blood would be spilled. Somebody, come on here. Somebody would lose their life because of a lion cub. Amen. That has been brought into, amen, the cuddly embrace of the missionaries, if you will. And the missionaries said, oh, said, amen, we'll tame it. They do it in America all the time. Amen, we'll tame it. We'll domesticate it. Amen, it'll become one of the family. The natives said, you don't understand. Amen, the nature of the wild. Amen, come on. Amen, and the missionaries would not listen. And after a while, amen, when that cub was about three-fourths grown, having the run of the compound where the missionaries lived, amen, one day they heard a scream. Amen, from outside their compound house. And they run out into the back. And that three-quarters grown lion cub that had grown up in their own house, amen, had their own child, amen, down, amen, and had mauled its body, amen, and it got it by the throat, amen, come on here, amen, and had strangled it until the baby's blood, amen, was soaked up by the sands of the African soil, amen, and it died in the gasp, in the grip, amen, of that pet lion, if you will. Somebody said, what happened? Amen, of the natives said, I told you to get rid of that lion when it was but a cub. But you thought you could handle it. You thought you could, come on here, tame it. You thought you could bring it into your compound. Amen, and under your control. Amen, but the baby out there playing, amen, got scratched by a stick of some sort. Amen, and that lion smelled the blood. Amen, of that baby and went wild. Amen, and tore it to shreds. Oh, yes, they did kill that cub. Amen, they slew it, sure enough. But not until the damage was done. Not until the loss of life was incurred. Amen. Not until there'd been a terrible tragedy. I want to tell you this morning. Amen. Amen. Hit me here. Amen. Jacob held up the garments and said, I recognize it. It is the garments of my own son. Amen. But it is shed. Amen. And full of blood. Oh, help me. Amen. He mourned, amen, for years over the loss of his son. I want to tell you this morning, sin is a horrible creature, and we ought to run from it like it's a plague. Somebody say amen. I've heard people make some foolish statements through the years. Amen. Somebody said, I want to read up on pornography and see how bad it is. Amen. I want to tell you, pornography is wicked. It does not have to be viewed or seen. Amen. Or examined to realize the filth. Come on here. Come on here. I have talked,
in counsel with a many a homosexual boy that went bad, if you will. Come on, I'm preaching to you this morning. And without exception, every one of them, amen, said they started on the road, amen, of their horrible sin because they got hooked on pornography. Amen, it is a horrible sin, if you will. Come on, I'm preaching to you. Amen, be careful, hear me. Amen, amen, be careful what you allow in your home, saints. Amen. Ooh, I hit a stump right then. Surely nobody here is guilty of harboring such a horrible, amen, lion club or cub in your home as that. No, amen, surely not. Bless your heart, it is a sin, if you will. Amen, it may come in a varied, amen, different to a... Amen, there was a sign posted on their gate. Quarantine. Amen, what does that mean? That means they are isolated. They have that infectious disease called the plague. And to go beyond the gates of that, amen, yard, amen, is certain death for anybody. Y'all listen to me this morning. Amen, because the disease and the infection is very contagious. Amen, you may feel like that you are an exception and that you can embrace the pussycat when it is yet a cub. Amen, and not be affected by its sinful and wicked, amen, claws. But I'm telling you this morning, sin will still take its toll. And you cannot embrace it without suffering the consequences. Bloody monster. Bloody monster. This morning, some from our own congregation could lift up a garment and say, I recognize it. The memories that it brings is heartbreaking. Amen. Because of sin. Because of sin. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. That's what God said. Hear me this morning. That's what God said. And you would think surely that people would learn, amen, by the tragedies that they have seen and witnessed in other people's lives to stay clear of anything that has the taunt of the smell of sin in the world. But yet, they will ignore every warning. Amen. They will ignore and push aside, amen, every thought. Amen. They will quench the conscience that says, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't go there. They will ignore the pleadings of conviction in their own hearts. And with headstrong hearts and headstrong minds, they persist in their own way like Balaam. Amen. Amen. He knew better than going where he went. But yet he persisted. And when the final tragedy is, if you will remember, Amen. Balaam, if you will. Balaam, that man that had, amen, been with God. That man that had had an experience with God. That man, amen, that said, let me die the death of the righteous. Amen. Went the way of sin. He knew better. He knew he should not have went that way. Amen. But the cravings of the carnal and the materialistic world pulled at him so strong that it overrode every warning and every pleading of God's Holy Ghost. In matter of fact, three times, amen, the angel of God tried to stop him, amen, from going the way that he did. Amen. But he still wound up going, amen, to Moab. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. And if you will remember, amen, when the enemies and the Moabites were slain by the children of Israel, amen, guess whose bones and carcass, amen, was found on the battlefield, amen, among the enemies of the people of God. Amen. It was the carcass of Balaam, if you will. Oh, Balaam, that ferocious beast got to you, didn't he? The love of the world got to you, didn't it? Amen. No wonder John said in his epistle, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. And that's the warning of the day. Sin is a horrible creature and a bloody monster. Amen. It is set to destroy and devour your soul. Cuddled the cub and stroked the brow over every warning, amen, that you know is right. The pleading of the Spirit, the warning of the evangelist, amen, the call to the altar. Headstrong, go right on. But one day, somebody can pick up a bloody garment. Hear me? I don't know why I'm preaching like this on Sunday morning, but this is what God laid on my heart for today. Someday, God, somebody in your family would pick up a bloody garment. And they'll say, to blurry-eyed, tear-stained cheeks, I wonder if they had time to pray. I wonder if they had time to pray. The bloody monster of sin is devouring souls today. Can't you understand and see? Hey! Don't go that way! That's the warning of the evangelist, and the pastors, and the ministers. Amen. Hey! It's the wrong way to go! I can hear you. I'll raise this little kitty cat. I will stroke its brow, and it'll become my pet. Only one day. I recognize that. That's my daughter's blouse. Horrible, horrible creature, beast of sin. Its life. I wonder if she had time to pray. She knew how to pray. She had prayed at one time.
I wonder if she prayed before she died. Somebody will pick up a bloody garment one day and say, that was Daddy's. That was Daddy's. Tried to get him to slow down, to stop. Amen. Tried to get him. I talked to him. Amen. Tried to get him to understand you can't play. You can't play with the world and sin and not be affected by it. Someday I'll look over this pulpit into a casket. You see the form of a body that's laid there. Or in some funeral home. And I'll shake my head in sorrow and grief. I said, oh, my friend, I've tried to tell you. Stay away from pitfalls. Stay away from the pitfalls. That horrible bloody monster is devoured another soul. I want to tell you this morning. It was not a beautiful laughing matter when Jacob held up that coat of many colors stained with the blood and say, I reckon. It is the coat of my son. The wild beast hath devoured him. No laughing matter then. No joking matter. Come on here this morning. Come on here this morning. Amen. It is totally serious. The fact that a soul has become victim. Run from it this morning. Flee! Flee from it! Flee from the world! Flee from sin! Amen. Sin is a horrible creature. It divides homes. It divides hearts. Amen. It sends children to the divorce courts. Amen. And leaves them at the mercy of, amen, the world, if you will. Amen. 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 Why has Washington, D.C. become the murder capital? It is because of sin. Amen. Why is people afraid to vacation and tour? Amen. In the state of Florida? Because of sin. Amen. Why is our streets unsafe? Amen. For grown-ups, let alone children? It is because of sin. Amen. Amen. Let us remember the awful effects that it will take upon our lives. Walk into a home, if you will, hanging on the wall are pictures that are memories. Lived in this home, good home. Come on here. He at this table slept in the bed in this house. When they were born into that family, they brought such joy and pleasure. But because of sin, life was taken by a bloody monster. Prematurely exited out of this world. Amen. Into eternity, unprepared to meet God. Suicide, the number one killer of teenagers in America today. Number one killer, suicide. Amen. Come on. Come on. Amen. 100,000, amen, 100,000 teenagers toting guns to school every day of the year. Because of sin. don't throw that cub into your home. It's horrible. It'll destroy you. And if not you, it will destroy one of yours. Then you wonder when the preacher preaches, why in the world does he preach so? Why does he preach like he does? Why? We are trying to reach a soul and keep them out of the horrible pit and from that horrible cub that will grow up to be a lion that will devour a soul carried into eternity lost. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed, oh Father, we pray this morning. I ask you, Jesus, to walk the aisles of this place. Oh God, would you touch hearts? Do what we are unable to do. By your love and mercy and grace, help us to realize the urgency of the day. Time is short. Eternity is long. Hell is hot. Heaven is high. Oh God, to live right, to serve you means joyous living in the presence of the angels. Oh God, to succumb to the pleasures of this world and sin is to be lost, devoured by the monster. We pray today for grace and mercy in Christ's marvelous name. Amen. While every head is bowed, how many of you this morning have children that is out of the ark of safety? The savage. God bless you. God bless you. I have children. Let me ask you parents this morning that raised your hands. When your children were 3 and 4 and 5 years old, did you ever think? Did you ever stop and think? Someday they'll bring grief to your heart. Sorrow, die lost. Oh God, give us a greater burden for the lost. Give us a greater burden for the lost. While every head is bowed this morning, I wonder if there's one soul that'll raise your hand. Brother Savage, pray for me. I'm not saved. I'm not where I ought to be and need to be with God. Amen. 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 My soul is far, far from the Lord. Pray for me, preacher. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to die and go to hell. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand this morning. God bless that heart. Is there one more in this place? Maybe I ought to ask a question a little different. Is there anybody this morning that really desires and wants to go to hell? That burning torment, regions of the damned where they're screaming and crying and gnashing of teeth. Do you really want to go there? That's the destiny of every soul that is devoured by this horrible monster of sin. Oh God. Everybody stand. Saints of God, many of us this morning have unsaved loved ones and children. Amen. Let's come pray for them.